Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Do the robot with me.
Sorry,
as I
folks,
tell you,
Mike Pesca is trying to do the techno dance in the studio, and it's funny.
We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I am Mr. Roboto, Mike Pesca.
And I'm just Rachel Martin, just trying to keep a straight face. Coming up, an assisted listen of Girl Talk, but first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Matt Martinez.
This is NPR.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Comedian George Carlin is dead at 71. Carlin was one of the most influential and iconoclastic American humorists. The cause of death is heart failure. NPR's Nate DeMeo has more.
George Carlin was one of the most successful American comics of the 1960s, appearing frequently in a suit and tie on the Ed Sullivan and Tonight shows. But by the early 70s, he had changed his look and changed his act. He steered a sharp, observational humor towards subjects that other comics of his stature didn't dare touch. Vietnam, the counterculture, drugs, and of course, obscenity.
There are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are seven of them you can't say on television.
Carlin proceeded to say all seven, and in 1972, Michigan police proceeded to arrest him. In 1978, the routine was the focal point of a 5-4 Supreme Court decision that reaffirmed the government's right to ban the broadcast of what it called offensive material. Just days ago, the Kennedy Center announced that Carlin was to receive the Mark Twain Prize, the nation's highest honor for American humor.
NPR's Nate DeMeo reporting. Zimbabwe's opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, says he will not participate in June 27th's runoff presidential election. Tsvangirai says there is state-sponsored terror against his supporters by President Robert Mugabe. David Coulthard is a member of Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change.
Given the brazen nature of the violence, it is clear that Robert Mugabe has thrown caution to the wind. And our assumption is that if he's brazen now in the run-up to the election, he's going to be equally brazen on election day and in the count.
Tsvangirai is calling on Africa to pressure Mugabe to solve the country's political crisis. Mugabe has been in power since Zimbabwe's independence from Britain in 1980. Crude oil prices have passed $136 a barrel in today's trading. That's despite a pledge by Saudi Arabia that they would boost their oil production by 300,000 barrels a day. The announcement by the Saudis has been called mildly positive, but will likely not correct prices. The nationwide price of gas is at $4.10. Republican presidential candidate John McCain says the government should give a $300 million prize to anyone who develops a high-tech car battery. McCain says the prize would equate to $1 for every person in the United States and is, quote, a small price to pay for helping to break the back of our oil dependency. He will propose the award at a speech in Fresno today, as well as stiff fines for companies that sidestep fuel efficiency standards. He'll also call for incentives to increase the use of domestic and foreign ethanol. Wimbledon begins today. For the first time in several years, Roger Federer is not the overwhelming favorite to win the men's competition. The 5-time champion is the first seed at Wimbledon, but his closest challengers are playing very well. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Wimbledon is played on grass, a surface on which Switzerland's Roger Federer has been as precise as a Swiss clock. The 26-year-old has won 59 straight grass court matches, including 5 consecutive Wimbledon titles since 2003. In the last 100 years, only one other man has won 5 Wimbledons in a row, and now Bjorn Borg says he and Federer will remain tied at that number. Borg has joined the growing chorus of voices saying Federer this year looks vulnerable, and that one of 2 dazzling young players, Rafael Nadal or Novak Djokovic, will dethrone Federer. Nadal blasted Federer in this year's French Open final, giving up only 4 games and 3 sets. Djokovic beat Federer at this year's Australian Open. But for all the doubters, there are those who still believe Federer will shine on his favorite surface.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting. That's the news for now. You can find it online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.